Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where business is pleasure with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today, you will learn how to get your customers' attention. Attention is a very valuable commodity these days. It's everybody's attention spread so thin, and to get your customers' attention to focus on what you're trying to offer them is very important and very valuable. So let's get down to business and talk about it. All right, before we get into how to get your customers' attention, let's first talk about what do we mean by attention. Now, attention is a part of marketing, getting somebody to pay attention to what you're about to talk about, right? This is not sales. Sales is actually showing them the features, the benefits, what your thing actually does. That's a little bit down the line. You're not gonna sell to somebody the moment you meet them. You first have to get their attention and tell them, hey, I got something here that will help you. And as soon as you can get their attention, then you can start, continue to market, tell them about where they can learn more. So that's what we're trying to do here, is just to get attention. Pay attention, people. I'm saying something important. That's basically what we're doing. All right, so how do we get attention? All right, the first step of getting your customers' attention is a step that has been used over and over again in marketing from the beginning of time. And the reason why it's been used so much is because it's so effective, and it's the way we work as human beings. I'm gonna pay attention to something. I'm only gonna pay attention if I feel like this is important to me. This is something that can help me or take care of a problem I have. And that's why when you're marketing and you're trying to get somebody's attention, the first thing you need to focus on is the pain or the problem your audience is having. What are they struggling with? Now, this will follow by how your offering will solve this problem or alleviate this pain. Obviously, what you're selling them is a solution to this problem or pain. But the first step is to first focus and describe the pain and the problem. To give you the purest example of this is a ad for some sort of, I don't know, medication. So if you're watching an ad and it's for like an ointment that relieves muscle aches and pains like Icy Hot or something like that, the first thing you're gonna see as the ad starts is people are in pain, right? They're grabbing their back, and then the voiceover asks you, do you get up in the morning with a sore back, right? They're asking you rhetorical questions or asking questions to get your attention, because if you have a sore back, then I want your attention because I can help you out. Now, as soon as you hear something like that, as soon as you hear somebody talking about a pain that you're having, you're gonna pay attention. Yeah, I have a sore back. Are you gonna help me out with that? Getting their attention to the target market is very important. So again, the first thing you're focusing on is that, what are some of the pains and the problems your product solves? How is it solving? You gotta focus on that. This has been used over and over again because it works. I said that before, but I wanna reiterate that you need to do this. Now, a lot of people forget to do this, especially on the internet, on a website. They go straight into the product. They say, hey, I'm selling this ebook and this is what the ebook's about. Hey, I'm selling the software and this is what the software's about. You don't get people's attention that way. You get people's attention by describing the issue it solves, okay? Let me give you an example that's close to home, which is the $100 MBA, right? So we have a free course on the $100 MBA at 100mba.net/free-course. And there, I have to first get people's attention by describing a problem that people have and how my free course will help them with that problem. So I'm gonna read you out the first things that you would see on that page. Now, you can visit that page if you're on a computer right now and follow along, or you can check it out later on. So the first thing I say on the page, the first headline is, what if you launch a business and nobody buys? I immediately talk about a pain, a worry that all entrepreneurs have is, what if I work so hard on a business, on an offer, on a product, and then nobody buys it? What if I launch and nobody buys this thing that I created? And then I go on and say, what if you could skip all the guesswork? And then I go through some more pains. There's a lot of guesswork involved when you're in the beginning. You know, will somebody buy this? Is this something useful to somebody? Then I go on and say on the website, you'd never have to wonder, is this a good idea? Are people going to want it enough to pay for it? Your time is precious. Don't you wish you could peek inside your customers' brains? It would let you make sure that you're working on something you'll actually buy. So I'm going through, I'm out of script now, so I'm going through some of the pains you'd go through when you're starting a business idea. You don't know if someone's going to buy. I wish I would know this beforehand so I can make sure I'm spending my time and money in the right direction. And then I actually flat out say on the website right after that little paragraph saying, so much pain and heartache could be avoided. Then I throw in some humor and say, this is how I tell them I'm going to help you solve this problem. I say, this is where we save your life and show you how to create something you know your customers really want. So as you could see, I go through and say, this is a big problem. This is a pain that you're having. You don't want to build a business and then nobody buys. You don't want to spend some time and money and all that, you know, effort. And at the end, it flops. So what if you can skip all that? And I can show you how to do that. And then after that, I show them that if you opt in for this free course, you know, and it comes with a free workbook, I will show you how to avoid all that pain. So again, I'm getting people's attention. I'm not going to flat out in the beginning say, hey guys, here's a free course on idea validation. Doesn't really resonate. That requires a lot of thinking and a lot of time for people to think, what's idea validation? Do I need idea validation? I don't really know. I'm painting a scenario when I'm describing the pain. This is why it's so important to describe the pain first, show how you're going to solve it, or how life would be after you solve it, and here you go. This is what you got to do in order to solve this pain. Opt in for this free course or buy the product in maybe your case, something like that. So getting people's attention is critical, and the way to do it is through empathy, is to show people that, hey, I understand your pain. This is what it's like, right? Wow. And there's an old rule in marketing. If you can describe somebody else's pain better than they can, they automatically feel like you have the solution because you understand it so well. So this is why it's so important to do this to grab people's attention. If you describe people's pain very well and they don't react, you don't get their attention, then you know that that person is not in your target market. They don't have that pain. They don't feel that pain. They're like, oh, that's not really my problem. I'm okay. And that's fine because you don't want that person. You want the person that you can help, the person that you can solve their problem. All right, guys, to wrap up, it's really, really important for you to get somebody's attention when you're marketing, get your customer's attention. And the best way to do that is to describe the pain or the problem that you're about to solve with your solution, with your offer, with your product. So once you've described the pain, you showed them, you know, you understand the pain, you show them how life will be different after you solve this pain. Wouldn't it be great if you could do this? Well, I'm going to help you through this offer. It could be something free like our free course on the $100 MBA, or it could be your offer, your solution, your product, whatever it is. Guys, I want to take a moment to thank you all for your support. To listening to the $100 MBA show, we've had some really, really great success in our first few weeks on iTunes. So much love on iTunes, so much support, all these great reviews. I'm going to read one out here just to give a shout out. This is from Amici. Amici says, perfect. I'm a busy guy, but I also like to learn valuable information. This podcast is short, sweet, and effective. Definitely subscribe to this one. Thanks, Amici. We got tons of these reviews from different stores in the US store, UK, Australia. We're actually like number one in Singapore. I mean, for those who are listening in Singapore, thanks, guys. By giving us a rating review in iTunes, you allow us to get more exposure. iTunes gives us more exposure the more people review and rate our show. So thank you in advance for giving us an iTunes rating and review. And thank you for listening. If you guys have any suggestions or questions you want us to address, you can just contact us on contact@100100mba.net. Don't forget, guys, everybody who gives us a rating review on iTunes enters our weekly draw for Free Ride Friday. On every Friday, somebody gets a free ride to the $100 MBA, our training and community with so much valuable content, video training, courses, a community forum, workbooks, the whole lot. If you want to give $100 MBA a shot and check it out, we actually have a dollar trial going on. So if you want to, you know, kick the tires, see what it looks like, you can get started for just a dollar. You can check that out at 100mba.net. All right, guys, that's today's episode. But I just want to leave you with this before we wrap up. You know, this is a lot of work. Starting a business, understanding business, you know, building self-improvement, it's a lot of work and it can get frustrating and it can get tiring. And I can tell you firsthand that it's not always a bed of roses, right? But it's really important for you to reflect and to enjoy the process. You know, part of growing and learning and becoming a better person in business is just enjoying the process and understanding that, you know, there's only one today. Look at the day on the calendar today. There's only one of that day, right? So you might as well just enjoy it, enjoy the process, enjoy the ups and downs and the challenges, and realize that this is the journey. This is why you're doing it, is because you want to be that person. One of the things that really resonated with me is that Jerry Seinfeld, he talks about the first time he was on stage as a stand-up comedian, and he bombed. He did horribly, right? But he got off stage and he said, you know what, I felt so good because now I'm one of those guys. Now I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm doing it. This is all I really wanted, is to be a stand-up comedian. And even though I bombed, but I'm getting on stage and I might get another show tomorrow, whatever it is, right? So just enjoy the fact that you're doing it. And that's really noteworthy in itself. So guys, I just wanted to say that. I hope that resonates with you. I'll check you guys in the next episode. Take care.